When my mother and my father met, they were working at the same department store in our town. She on the fourth floor in girdles and bras, and he in the mezzanine in sports equipment. She bought a baseball glove for her brother from him and was shocked when there on the same bus going home that night was the tall, handsome salesman. She was even more shocked when they got off at the same stop. He began walking her home, lingering on the sidewalk, and finally hanging out on her stoop till my grandmother called her in. It was the Depression. They spent the summer nights playing 20 questions. I'm thinking of an animal, vegetable, or mineral, and reading Shakespeare sonnets. One night, he took the big fat book and scrawled on the inside cover, "I'm thinking of a woman, and it's no game." That was it. She was putty. The winter I was dating my husband, I had forced paper white bulbs, and when I was gone, they bloomed. He pressed a few of the tiny yellow flowers with the little orange centers into his note. "I miss your tiny yellow flowers with the little orange centers," he wrote, and I was putty. My parents fell in love through letters. I was already in love, but his writing sealed the deal. When I was 9, like so many little girls of that era, diaries were where we found, or should I say, got to use our voices. When I was 11, I wrote to all my friends at camp with SWAK sealed with a kiss on the back flap. When magic markers came in, I decorated my envelopes with every color. The texture drove me happily nuts. And when glitter came in, I thought I had died and gone to heaven. Waiting for the postman, saving the stamps, looking at the postmarks from foreign places like New York and New Jersey was thrilling. My favorite letter in all the world came from my grandfather, who wrote in broken Yiddish and phonetic English. I was 24. There was only one word written across the top of the page, a jumble of letters strung together, VENUGONAGETMERIT. It took me several readings to translate, "Ven you gonna get married." 6 years ago, right before my mother died at 92, we were watching television together. The internet was new to us. She turned to me and said, "What is it with this .org, .schmorg, .net, .schmet? I hate it." I tried to explain it to her. She lost interest. Now I get it. I'm the same way with Facebook, Schmacebook, Twitter, Schmitter, and StumbleUpon, Schmumbleupon. Have I turned into her? I see the value of the net, the immediate gratification. I do email. I love email. I only text to my kids because it's the only way I can get a response the same day, even though it takes me an hour to write that abbreviated, weird-looking, wrongly spelled half-sentence. I can't skip prepositions, I'm sorry, and I can't spell wrong. It would kill me. I think for me, seeing words on paper, comforting, complete sentences, having feelings and putting them down on the page, reading them out loud so I can hear what I think, so I can hear what I feel, picking the perfect piece of art stamp, sticking it in that perfect corner of the perfect envelope is a tangible thing, a holy thing. It has texture. It has shelf life. It has permanence. I love the way the wavy lines of the postmark look. I just love the whole thing. In the last few years, I've met 12, 13, 14-year-olds who have never received a letter with a stamp in the mail. I silently groan and inwardly roll my eyes, but mainly I just feel sad for them. Last night, when I couldn't stop that stupid rainbow-colored ball from rolling and rolling on my computer, I called my 13-year-old neighbor. She came right over, forced quit, whatever that is. And when I said, "I'm going to send you a thank you note with SWAK on the flap," I think I detected a silent groan and an inward roll of her eyes. And I bet all the way back to her house, she just felt sad for me.